You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bell live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location, guys. Coming up, 3 o'clock hour, we'll take you around the NFL. Lots of stories going on, including Cleveland's head coach saying, I'm not ready to go there yet. We'll tell you about that. Hey, man, we were just at the bar talking with some of our listeners, Mike, and this gentleman literally just passed us while we were up at Flowery Branch. And he came out here, decided to come out.
Neil, by the way, he's up same neck of the woods where Andy Bunker spends some time with his wife's family up there in Carolina in that panhandle, in the Boone area up in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
In Ash Vegas, et cetera.
When Neil walked by us and he said, hey, I listen to you guys every day. And we were like, hey, thank you. Because we were waiting on Cordero Hodge to come. And then he showed up and he was like, I just spoke with you guys. So thank you for coming out, Neil. We'd love to see you guys out here as well. Today is our last day here at this Hooters for camp. We will be back, obviously, and we'll tell you all about that. But for camp, today's the last day. So come on out, man. And Andy Bunker, thank you for coming out and hanging out with us.
Hey, real quick, just a point of fact. We were talking about the Ryder Cup and the usual suspects, J.J. Spawn, which having an amazing year. Carl finally breaks through with a major win and nearly won the FedEx St. Jude, but, of course, got beat by Justin Rose in the playoff. But just real quick, we were looking at the rankings. You know, Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, you know, Justin Thomas, very quietly having a good year. But a guy that has been really good, Keegan Bradley, is currently 10th. In the world golf rankings.
Wow.
So how do you keep the 10th best golfer off the Ryder Cup team, player captain? I mean, it'd be kind of curious. When I was a little kid, just sidebar, remember Joe Torre?
Yes.
Before Joe Torre was the manager for the Braves, he was the player manager for the Mets. And I'll never forget, I was about 10 years old. It was kind of neat where it's like, wait a minute, Torre's calling his own number. And all of a sudden, Joe Torre comes out of the dugout, and he starts, you know, swinging two bats and everything. And next thing you know, you're like, holy cow! And he drives in the game winner with his. It's just something kind of cool about the player coach when he can deliver the goods.
Yeah, man. Russell was a player coach for the Celtics.
Right.
I mean, like, it doesn't
happen.
He pulled
it off.
He did. It doesn't happen, but you're right about baseball. We'll see. He's deserving to be on the Ryder Cup. Totally agree. Hey, man. We had a chance to catch up with one of the best guys. We love him as far as just his demeanor and the effort he gives day in and day out. And he actually had family, a bunch of family after practice. So Mike and I were waiting a little bit longer. We were like, man, where's Cordero Hodge? But when he showed up, we had a great conversation.
So, man, what did you get out of the day? I mean, joint practices. Coach Rob was talking about getting some quality work in. How did you feel about it?
I felt great, man. It's always good to go compete against other teams, man, to see where we're at. I felt like we had a good practice, but we got to keep getting better and better every day.
Cordero Hodge had two of the biggest plays of the year last year, Carl. He helped you win the Tampa Bay game in overtime.
Always about you.
Amazing catch. And, of course, you were like the guy, one-man gang against the Raiders, baby. So do you feel you're underappreciated as one of the best special teamers in the league?
Nah, never. But I don't worry about appreciated or underappreciated. I just go out and do my job, man. I got bigger goals this year. Of course, first team All-Pro and Pro Bowl, two-time Pro Bowl. So I don't want to be a one-man, one-hit wonder. So right. I gotta repeat and improve myself more. So that's what I'm going to do.
Speaking of that night, take us back. I mean, I'm talking about the Tampa game last year. Take us back, man, from the catch to the celebration in the end zone. Your teammates are chanting your name. The crowd is swag surfing. It was bananas.
Yeah, it was. That whole, I tell everybody to this day, man, that whole situation was like a movie to me, bro. And it was like, one of those crazy endings in a crazy movie, bro. It was slow mo, but then it kind of speeded up once I caught it and slipped out of a tackle. And I seen green, I knew like, yeah, it's over with. I usually have a celebration in my head of like, I know what I'm gonna do, but I kind of blacked out as soon as I crossed the line. Next thing I know, I see B. John and everybody else running to the sideline. Yeah, it was crazy, but the whole thing was like, yeah, it was definitely one of the best feelings I've had.
It's Kadarrell Hodges, as you mentioned, Pro Bowler, special teamer, wide receiver for the Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. 6-3 we were last year, man, on top of the division, and things obviously went the other way. You feel like this team can get right in the playoffs with Panic. Seems like there's a good energy with this camp.
Yes, we definitely can. We just keep putting together the small pieces, getting better day by day, and never get comfortable. You know, we got to stay hungry. It's a long season, 17 games. We got to be hungry the whole season, never get comfortable with records, and just every day respect our opponent, but come out and win and dominate and compete every week.
For kids out there who might be listening, your journey to the NFL is unique. You didn't necessarily go to a big D1. You in the SWAC.
He's SWAC.
And you had to come make a team, man. I mean, how difficult was that? And talk about that journey.
The journey is what I really appreciate about the game. And I think the work is what really makes you appreciate it and where you've come from, man. I made like a lot of decisions that I wish I could have went back. But then at the same time, I'm like, I appreciate it because I went through that for a reason. So I appreciate my journey, and like everybody has a story, and especially in this league, and that's why you see a lot of guys come out here and work as hard as they do and celebrate as hard as they do, and they make a play that could look small to you, but to them, from what they've come from, that play could be like life-changing to them, and it shows like the work they've put in. So, man, yeah, I appreciate the journey I've done, man. I tell anybody, I've come from nothing, but I'm never getting comfortable.
Pro Bowler, man, Kadarrell Hodges, giving a message for you guys out there. Listen up here on Dukes and Bell. That's the thing. When you get opportunities, just like the Tampa game we talked about, you're going to make the most of it. What is Zach Robinson telling you about your role this year?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not going to lie, man. I just kind of go out every day and improve my worth on offense. But you know why I'm back, and I think a lot of people in Atlanta know why I'm back, and that is to ace my roles in special teams, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do my role as to the best I can, and when I'm in on offense, I'll do my best as well, and I'll take advantage of every opportunity I get.
So special teams is unique. Every team in the league needs guys like you. I talked to a couple of coaches, and they were like, man, we'd love to have a guy like Kadarrell Hodges. Why is it so hard to find guys that are versatile like yourself that can do all the things?
Because really special teams, man. You gotta come out of it. It's all dog, all want to. I'm to be honest.
For real?
You gotta, yes. Like a lot of guys don't wanna do it. And you just gotta come out and have that mindset that I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win my competition. I'm gonna win my battle. I'm gonna do this like every week. Like it's hard to just keep getting hit in the mouth. Every play. And you know what's coming every play. So it's hard to find those guys that bring that type of energy and consistency to a team, and then you can plug them in on offense or defense and have that same production from them, so.
And Kadarrell, with the new rules, man, I don't know, how do you feel about it? Because fans, we miss the old kickoffs, and I mean, the big hits, I get what the NFL is trying to do, but man, that's football.
Yeah, man, it's me playing in the old ways and this way, it's an adjustment for me too, especially the kick return is so different, bro. I was cool. I was cool with the old school way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a lot more violent. But you know, we're trying to be safer nowadays. So it's growing on me. So I'm not gonna say I completely hate it because I see what they mean. But I'm still 85% the old way for sure.
Right.
No doubt. What are you doing in the downtime, man? I mean, obviously camp. You're here every day. I mean, the Titans are in town, but What's Cordero Hodge doing his downtime?
Downtime right now, man. I just, you know, I like to rock out. So, you know, I had to make it all make sense, man. I just bought me a guitar last week.
Hey. What?
Yes, sir. I'm full Hendrix. Full Hendrix. I'm full bought in.
I'm a drummer. Carl can play bass.
Hey, let's crank up the band. Let's crank up the band.
What got you into it, man?
Man, I always wanted, like, I did music as a kid, but I was on trombone then. Like, I was good, but it wasn't something. I just wanted to do it because we couldn't play, like, football until seventh grade.
Right.
And I actually enjoyed it, but I feel like the guitar is something I always looked at and I always, like, looked at in church. I grew up in the church, and my guys knew it, but I never took the time out to try to learn it. So I was like, I feel like I need to make it all make sense, because a lot of people ask me this question when I'm rocking out on the field, like, do you actually know how to play? And I'm like, I'm la 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 la. So I'm like, I actually got to learn how to play it so I can be more confident with everything.
It's a discipline of its own, man. You know? So maybe it helps you mentally with other stuff.
It does, though. That's also something that helps my mental discipline, and also doing acting as well.
What?
Yes. That's my main thing after football. So I'm taking acting classes right now as well, and sharpening my tools as the season goes. So that's something that keeps me calm and takes my mind off the game for a minute.
You saw Bijan was doing some acting last year. He played a bad guy.
Yeah, that's my guy. We went on a couple things together. Me and Bijan be talking here and there about some stuff. So yeah, it'd be pretty cool. We link up after football and everything.
So you got an agent for that?
I'm working on that. My team, Clutch doing their thing. Okay. I say Clutch doing their thing, reaching out to different people. But, we working on that.
The only other thing I got for you is, I know you love ball, but what about that baby girl?
Oh, that's my number one. Yeah, baby girl, and I actually got one on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
So, two under two, Irish twins. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but we're excited, man. I just found out I'm having a baby girl, actually, Sunday. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, man, It was a crazy feeling. I was praying for the boy. I'm not going to lie. I was playing for Blue. I wanted to get my boy out the way, man. So if I have another one, I wouldn't stress it. But the pressure's on. The pressure's on for three right now, bro. But
wow.
I love my baby girl, especially my girl right now, man. She's my heart, for real. She's the reason I go home, and it's a whole, like, I forget everything that happened during that day. So, yeah, that's my number one.
The videos y'all make, man, are awesome. Brother, I love it, because that age, you just can do almost anything with them.
And she actually be, like, ready. As soon as she see the camera on, she lights up. So I'm like, yeah, she's a natural. That's what I like. Yes, we have a lot of fun together.
Cordero Hodge, man, appreciate you. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Such a likable guy, man. A lot of guys don't get a chance to hear Cordero because we're big fans of this guy. And he certainly, Carl, has had some big moments both on special teams and when he gets a chance on the offense, right?
Yeah.
To make plays. And it's funny, a certain disgraced comedian named Bill Cosby, the old stand-up routine, I see you didn't put the stem on the apple. So Cordero will be looking to do that maybe the third time. And we were joking around off the air with him. Remember that video? If you went to a Hawks game last year, you may have seen the video that Carl and I shot in the studios at B103 in our home station back in Midtown, where you and I are riffing with the drums and the bass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go put a band. What are we going to call the band, man?
I don't know.
We call it Special Teams.
He said I like to rock out, which, I mean, that was – it made, it kind of took me for right. back for a second. But, man, it's he's got a great hobby. The acting thing is interesting because, you know, again, these guys have other interests outside of their love for football.
Right.
Who knows what happens there. But he's a fun guy, man. And look, if you've never heard Cordero Hodge and you're like, he's just a country boy, man. He's from Mississippi. He's like, hey, he's had an interesting journey. And I think that that's a reflection of Mike, the hard work he's put in. But I'm going to tell you right now, whether it was our two former coaches, okay, and I'm going back to Dan Quinn even, or you talk about Arthur Smith, they love this guy, man. And he's gotten a reputation around the league, Mike. If he was not a Falcon, he would be on somebody else's squad as an exclusive special teams guy. Because they're just so hard to find. 404-726-0929. More interviews coming your way here on the show as we were up at camp today. If you're wondering how today's joint practice went.
Yeah, man, Tennessee. I just always like to see what the other media, and you and I had a chance to talk to some of the dudes from the Tennessean and the other websites and news outlets that cover the Titans. From Teron Davenport.
Yeah.
He writes, overall take from first Titans practice in Atlanta today, not good. They seem sluggish to start offensively. A lot of balls on the ground. Talking about Tennessee, not us. Struggled to run the ball in a team period early, too. Meanwhile, Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons cut up the Titans secondary. It's one practice, so no need to panic. But it wasn't good today.
Yeah. Look, I felt good about our guys.
Well, I mean,
I did.
Two things. I mean, you got to draft Cam Ward for a reason. you're the worst team in the NFL. But it is interesting to see what was written about how they handled their first day with the Bucs and the first day with us. So we got a leg up, but they've been on the road now for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a grind for them. They'll play again or at least have another joint practice tomorrow.
I think that's when it gets a little squirrely.
It could be.
Because this is where they'll go back and look at videotape. And guys, especially on the Titans side, maybe more than us, where you got beat. We did.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, thanks to our cover reporter, Day-Day, an unnamed Titans player. We're saying, boy, that James Pierce talks some ish.
Well, hey, man, get used to it. He's been backing it up at our practices, and I think he's backing it up in these joint practices. Coming up, he says he's willing to miss the regular season. Is he serious?
What?
We'll tell you about who that is coming up on Dukes and Bell.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.